Good morning. We haven't seen you for a long time now. Yes, it's been a couple of weeks and many things have changed, be it good or bad. But I believe that the times that we are in, God wants to bring us into a better place, a place of intimacy with Him, a place of truly knowing Him. It's a time to reset, and it's a time to focus, to refocus. It's a time to seek our Lord Jesus Christ like never before. In many ways, I believe we've been too busy with stuff, too busy doing our own thing. We want revival. But let me ask you tonight, this morning, do we truly know Him? I want to use my wife Lynn as an example. So I could say to you this morning that, yes, I know her dress size. I know her shoe size. I know her favorite color. I know what she likes to eat. But in that, could I say that I know Lenny? No, I don't think so. That would be knowing about her. But to truly know her would be to walk in a place of intimacy with Him. And that is what Jesus is wanting for us as His children and as the church. As knowing about Him is not enough. We need to come to the place of intimacy with Him. And it's there that we begin to experience and begin to move in ways that, like never before, God will pour out His Spirit upon our lives in that place of intimacy with Him. Experiencing God, knowing Him, and doing His will. It's there that we'll walk in that spirit of revival that we've all been talking about. If I want revival, I need to come to that place of truly knowing Him and doing what He's asking me to do. And I believe that, yeah, we have fallen short in that area in our lives. So it all comes back to this. It's time to get back to God. And the only way that we're going to make useful plans is to first understand what God's purposes are. God is seeking to bring the nations and the people to Himself. He wants to use us. Why? Because we are called to the Great Commission. Every one of us, God has called us to the Great Commission. We are to be His feet, we are to be His hands, we are to be His mouthpiece, we are to be His eyes here on earth. We need to be a God-centered people. And when we keep our lives God-centered, it's there that we'll be a part of everything that Jesus is doing in this on this earth and what He is about to do and what He is about to unfold for us. So what I want to actually talk to you about this morning is I want to speak to you about the heart. Where does your heart truly lie? And we know that the heart can grow either good or bad seed. And I want to read to you in Psalms 51, verse 10 to 12, and then we'll go on from there. Psalms 51, verse 10 to 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. We see that the heart is mentioned over 900 times in the Bible. God is looking for people that will love and care for the things that He loves and cares about. The Word of God says that God searches the heart of man. And I thought about that for quite a while, where He says that God searches the heart of man. So what is God actually looking for when he searches man's heart? When He looks into man's heart, when He looks into our hearts, what is God looking for? And I have a couple of things that I wrote down this morning, and I just want to read them to you. I have some scripture that go with those points. I'm not going to read the scriptures out, but I'm going to give you a little bit of homework that just to write those scriptures down and to look them up this morning and to go through them and to ponder on them. So my first point of why God searches the heart, because he's looking for a heart that loves him. That's Deuteronomy 30 verse 6. He's looking for a heart that will follow him. That's in 1 Kings 14 verse 8. He's looking for a heart that will seek him. That's in 2 Chronicles 15 verse 12. He's looking for a heart that will trust him. That's in Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6. And he's looking for a heart that will believe in him. Romans 10 verse 9 to 10. He's looking for a heart that will keep his word. The word of God also says that where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And I know I thought about this for a while, that we sing many songs or we've said many things in this regard. Lord, send me. Father, I'll do anything for you. But you know, when God does speak and when he wants to use us, we've got the tendency to step back. We're not willing to walk out on the water with him. We're too set in our ways and we've become too comfortable. We don't want to rock the boat. If it's not about me, or if it doesn't benefit me, that I'm not willing to step out and to trust God in his leading and what he wants for me in this time, as he calls me to work for him. I want to read to you a scripture in Acts 13 verse 22, and it's a scripture that when I read it, I've pondered it quite a lot. So before I read Acts 13, 22, the two paragraphs before that, it talks about where Saul was king, and God made Saul king over the people, and Saul ruled for 40 years. And it came to a time where God removed Saul, and he put David in his place. And this is where we're reading from. And afterward they asked for a king, so God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David, a king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. And it's the last part that I want to look at this morning. A man after my own heart, a man who will do all my will. And I believe that this is the key to seeing God and to walk in that spirit revival. That we need to have that same heart, the heart that David had for God. We need to have that same heart for God. And where God said that David is a man that would do his will, that we need to be a people that would do the will of God, regardless of the way we feel or what we find in front of us. Maybe we feel inadequate in many areas of our lives. God is looking for a people that have his heart, a heart that love to do his will. So how do we start? How do I do this? I need to quiet my heart and I need to listen. We need to come into a place of repentance. We need to be humble. We must believe, trust, and take God at his word. We need to be reading the word, we need to be loving, and we need to be faithful. And maybe for some of you on the other side of this video, you've had some setbacks and you're ready to throw in the towel. And I want to ask you this morning that to come back to Jesus. And in this time, to lay your heart before him and to search for him like never before. To stand up, to rise up, and to be what he's asking you to be, what he's asking us to be, what he's asking me to be. To rise up and to fulfill that role. If he examines our hearts today, God examines your heart and examines my heart today, what will he find? What will he see inside here? Will he see faith? Will he see the right motives? And yes, I believe with all my heart that we're coming into a time of the outpouring of the Spirit upon the church like never before. But I feel also in that we need to be right. We need to have the right heart, and we need to be ready to do what God is asking us to do. And that's doing the will of God, not what I want to do, but what Jesus wants me to do. Maybe we've become too rigid in our walk with him. We're not willing to move with God. Maybe too hard and not pliable. What does the word pliable mean? It means adjusting. It means readily to change. It means yielding. It means adaptable. So am I ready to change? Am I ready to yield? And am I adaptable to what God is wanting to do? God will not pour out his new wine onto something that is rigid, old, hard, and stale. God's not going to pour out his Spirit into what I'm wanting to do. That's why it talks about the old cloth and the new cloth. When you pour the new wine into the old cloth, it's all old and it's rigid and it'll tear. And I believe it's the same with us. If when we are rigid and when we are set in our ways, if God would pour out his Spirit onto that, we would waste it. So I want to ask you this morning, that is your heart ready for the outpouring of the Spirit upon your life? Are you ready to change? Are you ready to move with the Spirit of God? If God is calling you and asking you to minister to those around you, are you ready and willing to do that? Are you ready and willing to trust God, to believe in him, to have faith in him, and to walk out in the water with that right heart attitude? Just before I close, I'd like to read Ephesians 3, verse 16 to 21. It's quite an amazing scripture, this. Ephesians 3, 16 to 21. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. See how God is talking about the heart and not the head. So my prayer for you and my heart for you today is that you would have the heart, that you'd have the heart of God, and that you'd be ready to do and act on and fulfill the will of God in your life. It's not what we are wanting, but what God is wanting for us to do. Like I said earlier on, that we are called to the Great Commission. And it's time to go out. It's just time to fulfill God's purposes and plans in our lives. If you've been watching this video this morning, and God's been speaking to you, and you would like to give your heart to our Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to pray for you in this time. Let's close our eyes, let's pray. Father, I thank you. I know that I am a sinner, and I realize that without you, I am nothing. So today, Father, I give my heart to you. I invite you into my heart. I surrender to you full control. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for me, that you laid your life down on the cross for me, that your blood was shed for me, that your body was broken for me. I thank you, Father, that as I've invited you into my heart, that I am a new man, and that you live in and through me, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, and that it causes his face to shine upon you in this time. Amen.